This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri. Belle Waring is here. I've been a fan of hers for years, and she's going to give you a poem. Here's Belle.
Thank you, Grace. Reprieve on the stoop. If your first memory was the arms of your father about to chuck you out the window of that Kappus apartment in Downingtown, you couldn't dream. You don't remember dreams. Like when I got robbed, the scumface broke in my room while I was alone, asleep and naked, and when he left, I woke up, untouched. Now if the sun abides in these brassy leaves quivering over my ankles, which talk to you, and you ask me to sit, so I do. You and I were both alive, and how bad is that? On the stoop, like a girl with her front door key on 2 feet of green string around her neck, watching the boys shoot hoops, how they crouch and leap, extending to the rim, and sweat on the sweet lunette of neck over their t-shirts. Only now, we're not slinking home for supper in time to boil a pork dog and watch Dad throw his liquid obituary in Mom's face. We sit down on the stoop and watch the earth swing her hips to the next dance hit and the dark slide his arms around her waist. Listen, I'm not romantic, baby, but I do know Grace when I see it.
At what point did you know you had nothing to lose by writing the way you write?
Nobody's ever asked me that. At what point did I know it? I guess when I was so tired from working night shift and I couldn't sleep, I figured I might as well give it a shot.
Music lesson. How jazz can set you free. If you dream in colors, no miracles to savor, or live in social circuses and pray for robot labor, syncopated madness in tune only for money. If you think hunger in America funny, jazz can set you free.
Can set you free.
Just jam it. Muddle the fantasy with acid truth. You won't burn your nose off at the bridge or watch your dream go up in smoke. Just jam it.
Jazz
can set you free. Free.
Can set you free.
Undress yourself. Reveal the real boogie. Syncopated madness in tune with itself. Like surprise. You'll see the foolishness of war. The uncoolness of greed. Just jam it. 'Cause
jazz
can set you free.
Can set you free.
Make you dream in textures of miracles and velvet. The universe you'll savor. Taste like humanity and sweet people labor.
Jazz can you free.
This poem is called Blessing the Boats.
May the tide that is entering even now the lip of our understanding carry you out beyond the face of fear. May you kiss the wind, then turn from it, certain that it will love your back. May you open your eyes to water, water waving forever, and may you, in your innocence, sail through this to that.
After winter, he snuggles his fingers in the blacker loam. The lean months are done with, the fat to come. His eyes are set on a brushwood fire, but his heart is soaring higher and higher. Though he stands ragged, an old scarecrow, this is the way his swift thoughts go. Butter beans for Clara, sugar corn for Grace, and for the little fella, running space. Radishes and lettuce, eggplants and beets, turnips for the winter and candied sweets. Homespun tobacco, apples in the bin, for smoking and for cider when the folk straps in. He thinks with the winter, his troubles are gone. 10 acres unplanted to raise dreams on. The lean months are done with, the fat to come. His hopes, winter wanderers, hasten home. Butter beans for Clara, sugar corn for Grace, and for the little fella, run in space.
And I've called it mankind. We are all of mankind. Surrender a fancied dream of birth. Accept science of recent years. To date, Africa marks the first form of man. Here in dust, most recent proof lies. History here emerges, bone by bone. Dig, dig, dig. May Africa reward this search, if only through eroded bones. Fit them together, date them, shape the skeleton of earliest man. This is history. Sing another song in vain contrive a different tune. Dust will prevail. It always does.
Fly. Birds have followed us all the way. They take to air and glide and celebrate, and we are left to dream of flying. Every night I startle myself with my incessant glides, knowing this time surely I am awake. I never am. Last night I dreamed of superior scarlet wings after Jane told us the blackbirds grew red feathers for their courting stage and molted them for parentage. Jane, I'd told 4 people before I learned your hoax. That's one trouble. I'll believe anything, even that this time I can surely fly.
He's saying that this is a very nice idea, this poetry magazine. Can you teach the American poet that poetry is an art with a technique, with media, an art that must be in constant flux, a constant change of manner, if it is to live? Can you teach that American that it is not a pentametric echo of the sociological dogma printed in last year's magazines? Maybe. Anyhow, you have work before you.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful answer.
Yeah, and then he gets on to another problem, which I think has a lot of bearing upon Chicago. Here's the most American city of all. Are you for American poetry or for poetry? The latter is more important, but it is important that America should boost the former.
I'm going to read next a poem called What I Have Tried to Say to You. That there are ways to love the life you haven't had, ways to forgive the one you have. That while your brother wasn't killed to test anyone, his death is somehow allowed by the mystery requiring our lives to have this permanent pull at the middle. Our lives are what they have been, unrevisable, changed only in our responses if we are still ready somehow for the next day, the next person, poem, chance, even prepared, however unready, for the next death. Can we permanently grieve the boy without hating what has become of him? What has become of him? He has returned to mystery. The same one that is our life, mine and yours, this morning, the continuing shapes we never see up there this afternoon, tomorrow. So he is already ahead of time in everything we do. I feel it often that I am living my life in part for him, not permanently dead in us, but telling how we'd rather he had lived than not. Remember our game of listening in the park, to hear the woods fill up with sounds, birds mostly, from farther and farther away, the longer we listened. He seems now especially to have listened, raptly, eyes closed, as if to singing, as if he were entering the song, and like the way he usually walked, far ahead of us or far behind, already gone to his own music. When I think how long it is since he has entered all silence, it takes me by the heart to think those sounds like light have stayed in whatever we are left to be, that songs we heard those days are from the place he's gone away to, a singing in the mysteries connecting us, if we can stop and be quiet and listen.
Look, your street at sundown, your window, the only one lit up in all those apartments, stacked silhouette black against the sky. What a color, like sargasso, loud, like they threw blue dye in it. Citizen, look up. The sky god is speaking, man. That blue is talking. You on the old, old earth. Listen to me. Don't blast yourself. There, the woman on your balcony, the woman you let slip, her forearms on the railing, letting the breeze mess with her sleeves. Behind her in the room, the books unbend, hover off the shelves, and like a small space station, they wheel like electrons in her skirt. The books open up to the lines you want, open like air, like water that opens wherever you already are. Man, look up. Even a small child has sense enough to drink that blue whose beauty wounds him so precisely. He knows his life is worth saving.
The voice of Bell Waring. This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri.